It's 10:30 on a Tuesday night, and 10-year-old Hamdia has just arrived for work at a busy intersection in the center of Erbil, capital of Iraqi Kurdistan.
We come here every night. We sell chewing gum and the Quran. In the daytime, we sleep.
Hamdia's family came to Kurdistan from the Syrian city of Kamishlo 6 months ago. And at the beginning of this academic year, the Kurdistan regional government announced that it would provide free schooling to all Syrian children living in the region. But for children like Hamdia, it's not that simple.
I want to go to school here, but I don't have a bag. I don't have a pen. When I was in Syria, I went to school, but here I have to work. My father is sick, so we have to come here.
Although schooling, food, shelter, and other basic services are available in the region's refugee camps, Hamdia's family spent 4 months in a camp and left because of overcrowding and poor conditions. According to the United Nations, over 70% of school-age Syrian children in Kurdistan living outside the camps are not enrolled in school. Sasha Ali is a community service officer for the UNHCR.
One of the biggest challenges is that most Syrian children were educated in Arabic language. However, there are very few Arabic schools in Kurdistan, which means that we have to expand Arabic medium schools or find another way for these children not to have their education disrupted.
Ali was speaking at a back-to-school event put on by the UN and local government in a bid to encourage Syrian children to continue their education. But challenges remain, even for those children who are in school. 13-year-old Nosheen started at Erbil's Arabic language Zahawi school in October.
I didn't go to school for 8 months, so I was happy to come back to school. I want to go to university and be a doctor, but I want to go back to Syria.
Nosheen lives close by, so can walk to school, but other students have to come by taxi from the other side of the city and can't always afford it. School manager Payman Halal Aziz says she pays for transport for some of the students herself.
Some of them, not all of them, because I don't have enough money, but I sat for them.
The bigger problem, she says, is overcrowding, and the school is waiting for temporary containers they can use as overflow classrooms.
They promise they will give us teachers and containers, but still no answer. I'll be very tired, but it's my job, and I accepted them with pleasure.
For RFI, I'm Hermione G. in Erbil, Iraqi Kurdistan.